Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Thank you for tuning us in here on a Wednesday morning, October 4th. Now, three big things.
Three.
Outpouring of support for the victims of the worst shooting in U.S. history.
Two.
El Dorado middle school student arrested after threat.
One.
Accused Wichita tax office shooter pleads not guilty, will stand trial. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And out there in traffic this morning, we've got a traffic accident at Central and Webb Road. Watch for a slowdown in that area. Rollover injury traffic accident reported. This is on Kellogg, US 54 out there. US 54 and 383rd Street West. That's out by the Sedgwick and Kingman County line. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy with a 70% chance for rain today at a high of 72 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 67. Thursday, a 60% chance for rain, and tomorrow's high, 78 degrees. Now rain showers and 72, east wind at 8 miles per hour. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, it indicates that all of Sedgwick County is under some type of rain shower right now, from light to moderate. Doesn't look like it's really any heavy rain. And it's all moving to the east-northeast now. If you're heading up the turnpike between here and Emporia, you're going to see some rain most of the way. If you're heading south down toward Oklahoma, you're going to see rain. There is, large areas of rain. Now, this one we're in right now, still spilling now into Reno County on the way up to Hutchinson. You're going to get some rain. It's just very nice, Ted. Just kind of moving to the east, northeast. A gentle type of rain this morning.
A little Wednesday morning showers.
Not much wind. The temperatures are cooling off as we speak. This is going to be a nice autumn type day. Good day for some apple cider, Ted, or maybe some chili. What do you think?
Get in the mood for that.
Oh. I am.
By the way, you went down to the chili cook-off.
Yes.
I did not ever hear a report on the chili.
Chili was great. We didn't eat much of it. I had my twin granddaughters with me, and they were, this was their first experience with it, I think. And so we didn't do a whole lot, and the lines were pretty long, and we needed to go someplace out, another place. And so we didn't stay a whole long time or anything like that. Saw a few people we knew, County Commissioner Unruh and County Commissioner Howell and the new County Commissioner Davis, met them. And Guy Bauer was doing his weekend show.
Right.
The one he does
Saturday morning show.
Yeah, Saturday morning show with the wine and all that. And while he was there, I came over, picked up the headsets, and butted in on his show to give ourselves a plug, you know.
Good. Well done. Did he give you any of his chili?
No. I didn't. I don't think he had any. I think he was just down there, doing what he does. But they had a nice remote going on down there. That's what I took away from the downtown.
Nice.
Hey, the Steve.
You went to the chili cook-off and didn't have much chili.
A little bit. I'm a past potentate.
I know.
And do you know how many people came up to me? I mean, probably, 10,000 people down there. Do you know how many people came up to me and said, hey, aren't you a past potentate? Hey, that's neat. How many people do you think?
None.
None.
Yeah.
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll on our webpage, KNSSradio.com.
How quickly they forget.
Oh, yeah. You know, you potentate today and then you're gone tomorrow. Which best describes how you feel about your boss on our poll? 4% said, I could easily do better. That's where you and I would come in, right? No. 8% said, I wouldn't want his, her job. 15% said, which boss? I have several. Ooh, bless your hearts. 23% said, I really dislike my boss.
That's tough.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not good.
And 51% said, I really like my boss.
Well, okay.
That's pretty good. All right, so That's we're closing out that one. We've got a new question on today. October is National Pasta Month. How do you like your pasta? This should be very controversial. Do you like it large, as in ziti and fettuccine, medium, as in spaghetti, vermicelli, linguine, or thin, as in angel hair, cappellini, and spaghettini? All right. Jad came up with all these.
No mention of gnocchi?
I don't know what that is, but Jad seems to know a lot about pasta. But I would go for the thin. I like the angel hair. And my wife likes the, you know, the thick stuff, the linguine, so thicker stuff. So we have these, you know, these embarrassing arguments at our house every time it's time for spaghetti. How about you, Ted?
I'm more of a bigger pasta type person.
Take the poll at our
Steve
and Ted, WichitaPerks.com. Poll at our webpage, KNSSradio.com.
I find the angel hair unwieldy.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it very easy to deal with. I'm sorry. Maybe
we're very different in this respect.
Need to use different forks or something.
You will rarely see me order the angel hair anywhere.
Okay. A report shows that solar energy was the fastest growing source of power last year, accounting for almost two-thirds of net new capacity globally. The International Energy Agency says the rise was due to a boom in photovoltaic panel installations, particularly in China, thanks to a drop in cost and greater support from governments. I wouldn't mind having a solar panel on my roof. Save a little cash. How about you?
Sure. I mean, it's got to be economical.
Yeah,
If the government's paying for all this, and taxes are probably going to that anyway. So
My late brother Mike had, and his wife still out there in New Mexico. They have a ranch, sort of a deal, and they're out there in the sticks, and their gate is solar powered. It's an electric gate. They have. It's got a little panel on it. It's kind of neat. Huh? Airline and auto.
That Westar building over by the canal route in Central is ringed by solar panels. Yeah.
They know something?
Why doesn't Westar put one on my house then?
No. Airline and automaker stocks took off Tuesday, pushing U.S. indexes a bit further into record territory. The trading was again quiet overall, with only modest moves for bond yields, commodities, and other markets. The Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 5 points. While the Dow rose 84 and the NASDAQ composite rose 15 points. So there you go. Another good day on the stock market. A new movie theater for East Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, another Wichita movie theater option should be ready not long after New Year's. The Harmon Huffman Construction Group says it plans to turn over the build-out of the AMC Theater site on December 31st. Work is being done on the old North Rock 14 site near K96 and Rock Road. AMC has not announced a specific opening date for that theater. A new Wichita program designed to connect the city's growing number of entrepreneurs. It's called Co-Working Wednesdays. The event will follow 1 million cups each Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The idea is to give entrepreneurs a platform for more sustained collaboration than just a few minutes of networking at events such as 1 million cups. And Boeing has rolled out its first 787-10 Dreamliner. Its launch customer is Singapore Airlines. Boeing says the wide-body jet is the largest member of the Dreamliner family. It'll be painted, undergo system checks and testing before delivery in the first half of 2018. Singapore Airlines has ordered 30 of the jets. Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems, of course, makes the airplane's forward fuselage. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is National Golf Lovers Day, sometimes referred to as National Golf Day. This would be a beautiful day to get out and hit the links.
Get out there in the rain, put on your gear.
You look like Bill Murray.
Pretend you're in Scotland.
Yeah, with your galoshes out there, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I know you don't play much golf, Bill, do you?
No, I haven't played in a while. Yeah. I just don't have time.
Well,
I've seen you play the middle course out there at Watson Park.
Oh, does he? Okay. Well, and being from, a graduate of the Pembroke Academy in Kansas City, probably
exactly.
Polo is more of his game, Ted.
Polo, lacrosse, hi-a-lie.
Hi-a-lie, okay. Today is National Taco Day. Here's something you can sink your teeth into. Tacos are loved and eaten by millions each day in either hard or soft shell with a variety of fillings. There's a good poll for us. Tacos, hard shell.
National Taco Beat. Yeah. Shouldn't it be on Tuesday?
I suppose it's today. Do you like the soft shell or the hard shell?
Oh, I'll go with either, but I really like the hard shell.
All right, yeah. Do you remember the first time you ate a taco? Because I do it.
Oh, man. I sure don't.
Mom.
Your mom?
Back in the 70s, it seems like they had a lot of make-it-yourself taco types boxes at the store, and Mom would always bring it in and get things revved up for tacos once in a while.
Well, I can remember mine. I was out on probably a Friday night with my good friend Steve Boyd, my life childhood friend. We were sitting in the parking lot at Griff's on Central and West Street. Griff's is not there anymore. It was a hamburger place. Mm-hmm. And across the street was one of the first Taco Ticos.
Of course, back in the day, there were Taco Ticos everywhere.
But not yet, because that first Taco Tico was right there, and it was about as big as this room. And Steve says, hey, ever eaten a taco? I said, no, never have. Well, let's go get one. And so he went, and we got one, took it back over to Griff, sat there in his car, and ate my first taco. Got it all over my chin, made a fool out of myself. There you go. Is that an interesting
story? Taco Tico tacos are pretty good, too.
Well, they are. And, of course, Taco Tico is the place where I met St. Shelley. Mm-hmm. So there's a soft spot in my heart for tacos.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. It's 7:56 now. Steve and Ted coming up. KNSS at 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted and all the news for you, including a story about a man critically injured in an East Wichita shooting. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.